In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. If you've ever visited El Pueblo de Los Angeles, just across from Union Station and at the edge of Chinatown, you would have picked up a sombrero or a poncho, squeezed shoulder to shoulder through a busy Overa Street, and then with a tamale or a few tacos in your hands, stumbled into a spacious plaza. There you and your friend would have sat on one of the benches, catching your breath while listening to mariachi music playing from the gazebo stage in the center of the plaza. You would have enjoyed a delightful summer afternoon in the very heart of Los Angeles. Fanned by the gentle breeze, cooled by the tamarind-flavored popsicle that you bought from a street vendor, you would have sat in the shade of one of four majestic Moreton Bay fig trees that anchored this wonderful place. It would have been a slice of heaven on earth. And there is something sacred about these trees. Brought over from Australia in the 1870s, these four fig trees have been towering over the plaza for almost 150 years. Well, there are only three of them now. Because you might have read in a recent article in the LA Times, during the Lantern Festival celebrating Chinese New Year, one tree slowly toppled over with loud crackling sounds that were easily mistaken for Chinese firecrackers. This majestic fig tree died from hunger and thirst. Until that day, it had looked deceivingly robust and healthy, but years of cutting off its sprawling roots, containing them in large planter box, and then covering the ground under the tree with concrete actually prevented the falling leaves from decomposing and enriching the soil, thus limiting the nutrients that the roots can take up. The caretakers of this tree underestimated just how hungry and thirsty it was and what it needed to thrive. This was death by benign neglect. Perhaps this is a fitting metaphor for our spiritual journey. Sometimes we can underestimate just how hungry and thirsty we actually are. We can disconnect from our nourishment, and we too can suffer from benign spiritual neglect. From the outside, just like the majestic fig tree, it may seem that we have it all put together when we show up in our Sunday best. And just like the fig tree, we could end up not receiving enough nutrients to help us thrive spiritually. Feeding our souls is a serious and deliberate matter. It involves tending to the soil of the heart, giving our roots space to grow and water to drink. And perhaps this is what Lent is about, slowing down to tend to the soil of our hearts. In our gospel reading today, that was what the gardener was doing, wanting to tend to the soil of our heart. He negotiated with the owner of the vineyard to give it another chance. Wait one more year for the fig tree to bear fruit. One more year of digging around the tree, giving it fertilizer so the roots can sprawl out and go deeper, seeking out all the nutrients the tree needs to produce fruit. But the owner was impatient because agriculture is serious business. The tree wasn't meant to just sit pretty. If it couldn't bear fruit, the space ought to be given up for something else that could. But in order to produce fruit, the tree needed attention and nurture. It could not suffer from benign neglect. So it is in this light that we understand the first part of this reading, Jesus beckoning the people to repent. Life is precarious. The deaths of the Galileans or those killed in an accident in Siloam were not about whether they died because of their sins. Regardless of circumstance, life is precarious. So Jesus beckons, repent, and in the original language, turn. Turn to God. Seek God earnestly, because anything can happen at any time. There isn't a lot of time to live out our faith. To repent is to turn and walk towards God, to humbly confess that we need God, that connecting with God is what nourishes us and sustains us, which brings us back to the fig tree. In repentance, Jesus is inviting us to dig around the tree, put fertilizer on it, so that our roots can grow and take in the nutrients we need to produce fruit. Jesus was inviting us to need God. Just as our Lenten theme suggests, we are made to need and connect with God. Psalm 63, which we sang this morning, expresses this beautifully. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. This is a picture of intimate dependence on God for nourishment. So take a look at the ground around your feet. What does the soil look like? How is it fertilized and watered? Might anything be inhibiting your roots from growing? Because this ground around us, this ground we stand on, it is holy ground. Just like the holy ground on which Moses stood in our Exodus reading. On that holy ground, Moses encountered God intimately. He was young, just beginning his ministry, perhaps not unlike the young fig tree in our gospel reading. Unsure, anxious, and insecure, ready to grow, but not quite bearing fruit yet. If only this young fig tree had one more year, might it someday become a majestic fig tree, providing shade and an abundance of fruit? For Moses, it did. God repeatedly gave him second chances, and Moses responded by becoming the leader he was meant to be. Imagine if God had given up on the young Moses early on. So God said to Moses, "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground." God could have said, "Don't you step on that holy ground. You're not worth it. Go around it." But instead, God invited Moses, "Take off your sandals, the barrier you have between you and me. Let your bare feet feel the holiness in that soil and soak it all in." Let yourself connect to the true source of nourishment, and I will help you grow in your faithfulness. I will help you become all that you were meant to be, Moses. The holy ground for Moses was where he connected with God, to know God, and to be known by God. How could Moses ever forget that day? On his most challenging days ahead, and there were many, perhaps he looked at his feet, took off his sandals and wiggled his toes, and felt the earth. Then he remembered how he once touched holy ground with his bare feet, how he felt so strongly connected with God, and it gave him what he needed that day to face his challenges. So how is the holy ground around our feet? How is the soil around our fig tree? Are our roots bounded by concrete in a state of benign neglect? Or are we taking active efforts in nourishing our holy ground? Might we do the same as Moses did? So go ahead, take off our shoes and our socks. Wiggle our toes and feel the earth with the soles of our feet. Go ahead, feel the holy ground we stand on and long for. Feel the God we thirst for and hunger for, who gives us the nurture and sustenance we need for our days ahead. Amen.